Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox from Chris in Allen Park. I just got back from Vegas Saturday night. The Lions buzz out there is strong. Everywhere I went, people were verbally recognizing my Lions gear. Even got validation from a whole craps table full of Viking fans.
Wow.
Chuck in Clinton Township. Guys, the thing I love most is this team's attitude. Doesn't matter what happens during the game. They don't get rattled when things aren't going their way, which is why they are on this run. From an unnamed texter, it's not just in Michigan that everyone is wearing Lions gear. Down here in Atlanta on Sundays, everywhere I go, I see more Lions gear than even the Falcons. You know, it was funny. We went to Arlington, Virginia this weekend to visit my son, who's got his first job post-college out there, and Arlington's a cool town. But my wife, you know, wanted to spruce up his apartment a little bit, so we ended up in a Crate and Barrel. And they had this comfortable chair that I sat down on, and I kind of started to, it's like, maybe I might be nodding off here. And I opened up my eyes, and walking towards me was a dude in a Lions hat. And I'm like, am I dreaming? Did I actually fall asleep? Or is there a Lions guy here walking in Crate and Barrel in Arlington, Virginia? And so I kind of got up and looked at him. I'm like, yeah, no, that's definitely a Lions fan.
Did you say anything?
No, at that point, it would have been a little awkward.
You like Jack Campbell? Me too.
Hey, you don't believe in hard and fast rules when it comes to the draft, do you?
Reynolds is pretty great.
You excited about Zadarius Smith?
Am I?
Yep. Anyway.
You fell asleep, huh?
Yeah, I was kind of nodding off. It had been we had some late nights there.
Oh.
Yep. Hmm. Stopped in downtown Pittsburgh. Of course, we went to a bar there for dinner, and it was Redskins and Eagles. Oh. And there was plenty of Eagles fans in Pittsburgh.
Commanders and Eagles.
Commanders, yes, sorry.
It's a throwback bar?
Yeah, it is. Must have been.
Hey, how did the wife put the female touch on your son's apartment?
So
Crate and Barrel or no?
A great question.
She cleaned it.
Yeah. Right.
It no longer smells like poop.
Right.
We
Oh, you could smell it?
We basically ended up, when it was all said and done, just loading up his fridge because they didn't want to pull the trigger on anything. I'm like, get him something. Buy something. Now, I wasn't disappointed that it wasn't a Crate and Barrel, because that pretty much is your entire paycheck. My God. Nice stuff. How much is this pot? $190.
Let's go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Dude, it's his first apartment. You hit up, like, you know, the Salvation Army. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think he cares. 100%. Right? Like,
screams,
I mean, what are you doing?
He's got screams. Any stuff you're not using. And then your wife's like, you know, we could use new dishes. Let's give him our old stuff. Yes!
Exactly. Make sure the bathroom's clean. Buy him a candle.
That's the American dream, right?
That's it, man.
Vanilla? No, it smells like stripper. Get something else. Classier. Cinnamon.
Class it up a notch.
Cinnamon the stripper? No, cinnamon, apple, cinnamon. You know what I'm saying.
It's funny because there's like nothing in the apartment. And because our house has been a house with three kids, I'm like, this is perfect. There's nothing here. And he's like, yeah, there's nothing here. And I'm like, yeah, it's perfect. But he wants, and then you got roommates. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get you this piece of art because what if they don't like it?
Don't get art.
Well, he wanted something on the walls. He wanted something. We were like, we need to get something for our walls. And so I was like, we're in Crate and Barrel and there's a wall hanging or some, you know, but again, it's ridiculously,
I'm like,
you could buy Max Crosby for the price of this wall hanging. But he's got roommates. And yeah, so
got
you don't
poster
know what,
Max Crosby.
And one of the roommates said, all right, enough with the Michigan stuff, because my son wants to hang up the Michigan posters everywhere.
I agree.
Yeah. And and my son's got a lot of cool stuff, a lot of, you know, the newspapers framed, and got a national championship banner, and they didn't want any of that.
Where is the roommates from?
He's actually got one who's a U of M grad that he didn't know, and then the other's from Indiana.
Indiana grad, or?
Yes, Indiana grad.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's from the Boston area.
Is he getting chesty?
We didn't get into that conversation.
Huh.
Bye week and all, you know.
Bye week and all? If I were an Indiana grad, I'd be leaning into this so
hard.
Dude,
I have to be honest. I did see more Indiana hats than I thought I'd ever see.
Yeah.
Outside of Bloomington, people are rocking their Indiana gear. That is one very recent proud fan base.
You think the Alumni Association is hitting up Mark Cuban right now?
I think the Alumni Association, if they're smart, they're hitting up everybody.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, let's go to the billionaire first.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Sorry, Mr. Cuban.
Boy, they got a big game this weekend.
Oh, that's going to be a fun one.
Yep.
And I saw online that some people were upset that that game day is going to be there. Like, I'm sorry. You got an undefeated Indiana team traveling to the Horseshoe to take on Ohio State.
Why are they upset that game day is going to be there?
I think they wanted it elsewhere, but it's just stupid. I find it also intriguing. You got Army and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Two great games. That'll be Saturday night.
248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls. Justin, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. So, obviously, this Lions team got us all, you know, excited. So, I had to go and do some research last night. 336 points through 10 games. We have scored since 1980 less points than that in a 16-game season 25 times. If we... you know, multiply that our average this year through 17 games, that would give us the third highest point total in NFL history.
Wow.
This team is special.
Yep. They definitely look like it. Did you what do they need to do to break the most?
So that was the 2013 Broncos at 606. So, I mean, we'd have to, maybe get our average up to, I think they averaged 37 over a 16-game season. So, we'd have to probably, you know, average around 35 at 17.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Well, so, pretty cool.
Yeah. Their offense is the third most yards per game in the NFL this season. And their points per game at 33.6 is number one in the league right now, ahead of the Ravens by a field goal. That's a lot. When you do the aggregate for the season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, hey, appreciate you guys. Love listening to the show while I'm working. So, awesome. First time calling in.
Thank you for the phone call. And good research. Thanks, appreciate guys. 248-539-9797.
And the defense, by the way, through 10 games, has given up 17.7 points per game. Only four teams have given up fewer. One of them are the Vikings, in fact. But that just speaks volumes at how well put together this team is. You talk about it's a passing league. You got to have the great offense in football right now. It's a balance. If you can do it, you're going to win. And this balance they have of top three offense, top five defense, that's amazing. And then special teams, what can you say about their special teams?
What did you say their points per game allowed to us so far this year?
17.7.
Okay. So they're about 6 points better than they were a year ago. 5.5 points better than they were a year ago when they had a bottom third points per game allowed. But 5 points makes a huge difference.
They average. Also, in special teams, they lead the league in kickoff average, 34.9.
Is that where the balls – what is kickoff average?
That's where, when they actually return kickoffs. They've returned 8 kickoffs for 279 yards.
So kickoff return.
Yes, kickoff returns. Gotcha. They lead the NFL. And in punt returns, they are fourth in the NFL.
And their kicker hasn't missed a field goal.
And the kicker is
– And Jack Fox is a stud.
And Jack Fox, best punter in football.
When he ever has to punt.
So, I mean, it's all three aspects to me.